This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Finish up with Roger Stone. I've been ranting. I know the Clintons and the globalists hate the country and have sold it out. All Trump had to do was just get their boot off our neck and we'd start turbocharging, which happened. And then to watch these enemies circle like buzzards around me and my family and to do it to Roger and others, it makes me mad. It makes me want to fight. Because I don't want to sit here with half measures against these. I saw Strzok and how demonic and cowardly and scumbaggish and psychopathic he looked, and it didn't make me be afraid of him or Mueller. It made me mad at myself that I haven't done more to defeat them. And I will! On the altar of God, we will defeat them like King George III and the rest of the trash. I swear on the altar of God. I swear it! My full will! Roger, finish up before I get too angry. What does the president need to do? What does Trump Jr. need to do? What do we need to do to finish these enemies? Because I can feel they're preparing to launch their counterstrike.
We have an unelected federal prosecutor running the country. There are no checks and balances on him. There are no governors. There is no oversight. That's not what the founding fathers had in mind. The president needs to discharge Mr. Sessions, Mr. Rosenstein, and Mr. Mueller. And he needs to do it before it is too late. Mueller is taking on millions more in dollars and platoons more of young Democratic prosecutors while forming a Republican killing machine. The president has to take immediate action. Those around him who say, oh, Mr. President, this isn't aimed at you. You're not the target.
And like you told me the other day when they were doing all this stuff behind the scenes, we can't talk about the both of us. You said, it's okay, Alex. I wasn't even, you said, stop worrying about it. This is posterity. We have to attack. And you're right. Posterity. This is our children. Isn't Republican Party or any of this. These people want full control over us. That little demonic piece of crap, Strzok, thinks he will rule my family? No, no, no. Go ahead.
So, look, I think it's vital if people call and write the president, tell him the truth, that this is a coup d'etat, a slow-motion coup d'etat, and to the extent that the president is reassured and believes this isn't coming his way, he is sadly incorrect.
And that's why Rosenstein did that feint where he went, oh, we're not saying any citizens were involved with the Russian intelligence agencies in the new indictment. That's total crap. They got the dagger. That means the dagger's out. And they're about to make their move on the president.
Alex, I am bolting for the gate here at the airport, but let me leave you with this. Victory or death. I'm with you, my brother.
I know you got to go, but one minute more. They admit they're trying to cause civil unrest. They admit they're going to try to overthrow the president. I know you got to get on your plane in less than an hour. Gut level, what else can the listeners and viewers do? Because this isn't hyperbole. I'm here to get people out of their coma because I'm having to go through not the fear, but just the commitment myself. And it pisses me off that we're ruled by trash like Strzok. Who, why is he still on the FBI payroll?
But we cannot fight without a war chest. People need to go to the Infowars.com store now, make a contribution to the cause. Go to StoneDefenseFund.com now, make a contribution. We cannot fight without resources. That is probably the single most important thing InfoWarriors can do to help the coming Armageddon.
This is it. This is the Battle of Ragnarok. This is the Battle of the Gods, and we're right in the middle of it. You're right. I didn't even plug last hour. They're telling me plug, and I'm like having trouble financing us, and I'm just so obsessed with info, I don't do it, but the money is critical. Again, how do people go to your defense fund, which is you just defeated Obama, one of his suits, and they got a bunch of others.
StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, or go to the InfoWars site where you can make a generous contribution.
All right, thank you, Roger. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Roger's coming to town.
Alabama bound.
Absolutely. Good job. I'm going to settle down, man. I just looking at Strzok. God, he's such an evil. Oh, my God. His basement should be checked. I mean, boy, that is bad news right there. He thinks he's going to beat us. No, you won't, demon.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Churchill's chair, Winston Churchill, the man that wrote the 3-volume set, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples, quite a intellectual. Of the manly cut. Well, they're freaking out on Trump when he was invited into his study and was told to sit on it as a setup. Oh, sit in Churchill's chair, his famous easy chair, we'll take a photo. And they called him a traitor. How dare you imply you defeated the Nazis, which you never did. I'm going to talk about that here in just a moment, just to illustrate how the fake news media works. But here is the crux of the matter. Here's the key to it all. Multinational corporations in the 1950s knew the U.S. had control of the planet. They decided to parlay U.S. power into global power for themselves. It had been U.S. and British corporations, select ones, that had actually set up Hitler and the whole eugenics movement. Not that the average American was like that, but there were robber barons that were very racist, very evil, into control. And they developed a very diabolical plan for the long term, which we're now living under. Trump is trying to change that. And now, if you just joined us, the Democratic Party, the big corporations, are so arrogant that they are in thousands of publications in the last week calling for InfoWars.com and myself and all anybody we have on air that's part of the operation to be banned from the Internet like Communist China does. Now, the tech giants came out and they said, listen, I'll show you some of those articles here. They said, listen, you're going to make InfoWars a martyr. We've already effectively banned them on our platforms. And the Democrats are like, well, why are we still losing elections? And they go, because people hate you. And InfoWars already has an audience, people that are awake. See, you've got to reapply lies and confusion over and over again. Once somebody's awake, doesn't work anymore. Once they get the game, once they know the scam, once they catch you cheating at cards, they don't play cards with you anymore. It's like somebody in business. You catch them ripping you off, you don't go back in business with them. So these big tech giants hijacked America, made trillions of dollars off of it, and then they got such a hard-on for the country. They finance the universities, the schools, everything to turn us all against each other and turn us into basket cases so they could manage us and make sure the golden goose they'd gotten stayed under their control. But you turn the golden goose into a mentally retarded, drooling idiot. And Trump doesn't want to do that. He goes, let's just make everybody successful. Let's just give people an opportunity. Let's stop domesticating people. LBJ wrote dozens of letters saying these black people, see, they'll edit me saying this, I gotta say it like this. That's what the media does, folks. They take me out of context. So you can go just type in LBJ's letters. By the way, I'm not joking. That's what they do. I quote them. They play the audio. and then say I said it. But LBJ's famous for saying that these black people are incredibly uppity because they've been suppressed under segregation. It wasn't a good thing. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Nietzsche showed many black areas were richer than even middle-class white areas, lower unemployment, lower illegitimacy. Everything was about we're going to be successful under this pressure. Their own hotels, their own restaurants, their own cleaners, their own doctors, their own universities. It was a golden age, okay? Not because segregation was good or all that, because that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. People said, we don't need them. We don't need this crap. I got to cover my face, though. They'll edit this audio and put it out. This is what they do. They go, look, Jones just said, black people. That's what they do, man. Seriously. I say Hillary Clinton killed a bunch of people by funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS, killed a bunch of little kids in the Middle East. They edit that and say I said it was in a pizza place, and then get people to sue me. So I have to do this now, and I do this because it's not that you are stupid as a viewer or a listener. It's the general public. If I don't do this, they will edit it. So, again, Margaret Sanger called blacks subhuman, hired blacks to pose as liberals so they can get control of their communities. Again, I'm not obsessing on black people. I'm not going to use political correct terms either. This is what went on. And so they've done it over and over and over and over again. And Trump's like, you know what? We're not going to sit there and break up families. We're not going to sit there and tell people they can't be successful and can't have a husband in the house. This ruins culture. We're going to actually create jobs and opportunities and honor workers again. We're going to cut back on some of this welfare and create independence again. And they're pissed, man. They don't like that's happening. I'm serious. I'm actually go to a screen now. I just put a screen up, too, when we talk, because they'll just do everything. You know, she'll just say what I say, even though they're going to edit it. It's just when you watch the criminals at CNN or MSNBC, even Fox with Megyn Kelly did it, and they edit what you say, and they've got the little telltale sign is they'll blur the video. Like, we got HD uploads. You ever notice when I'm on the news, it's always Comedy Central or HBO or Showtime. It's blurred. You can barely see what's going on. It's because they're editing the video, and they don't want you to see the jump cuts, man. When you see them do that, they're robbing you. They think you're stupid. Does that not make you angry? God, it makes me angry. Not for me. Not that weak-minded leftists try to spit on me in the street. It's that they've been lied to like that. To where I can't even quote them because Media Matters, run by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, will literally take it and edit it and blur it and put it out. Like if I say, I don't hate transsexuals. I don't hate anybody for how they live or what they do as long as they don't hurt somebody else. But they're always changing words and saying what you can't use on Twitter or Facebook, saying they'll ban you if you use the word tranny. And that's a word that those folks came up with themselves. That's their name for 20 years. How can then Twitter vote at the executive level to ban that? And then the headline was this week, Alex Jones attacks transsexuals and says he hates them. It's a lie. I said I hate what they call drag queen festivals they have in public schools around the country where elementary students come up with dollars and stick them in a big fat guy in a wig's outfit in a G-string with his testicles hanging down. I don't care if it's heterosexual, homosexual, whatever it is, leave the children alone. And when Media Matters and Salon do that, they know they're defrauding you of the truth. But again, the New York Times, Salon, HBO, Vice, they've all said pedophilia is okay. And you watch, they'll take what I just said tomorrow and have a whole lie out about it. But that's what they do because they want to destroy culture and society and want to divide and conquer everyone and want to defraud people because they're a bunch of worthless mercenaries that have sold out who are weak cowards and they're losing. And that's why they've got thousands of articles a week saying ban me and shut me up so I can't defend myself while you lie about us. But it doesn't matter because no matter what you do to InfoWars, the human spirit will go past it. No matter how you censor us or try to shut us down, you'll never succeed because there is a beating spirit in the breast of every man, woman, and child on this planet that wants to be free and wants to have a future, and you may get it over on us for a while. But long term, you're not going to get it over on humanity, and you're going to lose. And see, I'm not like you, a psychopathic, globalist, Luciferian, self-serving nutball. I'm so self-serving that I know I'm going to die. And I want humanity to go on because I love humanity and I love our quest. And I love this big battle we've been on this planet to get to the level we're at. And I want us to win. And because I'm a fan of humanity and because I believe in that dream, I know I'm going forward with all of you and your children. And that's why I am more than willing to be destroyed. And now my prayers to take on the globalists at point blank range are coming true. And we are now on the chessboard, facing the globalist king and queen, as I, the rook, engage in a desperate gambit to be destroyed, but in the end bring them down. And that's where we stand at the fulcrum. Coming up, Mike Adams, who has written a key report to Congress that I asked him and commissioned him to do, will be sent to the president and more. Coming up tomorrow, will join us on the draconian plan to kill the First Amendment, launch civil war, and bring down the Republic. Key globalist battle plans, Death Star plans, will be laid out coming up. But first, a key announcement. One of our crew members died yesterday. Straight ahead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I haven't gotten into Trump and Churchill yet and how they're demonizing him for them saying, hey, sit in this chair, take a photo while you're visiting, you know, here at the museum. But it's true that he should be sitting in Churchill's chair. I'll explain why. And then Rosenstein not smiling anymore after House Republicans spotted with his impeachment docs. So it was about 9:30 last night that my phone kept ringing, and I had it in the bedroom, and I was in the living room with my wife and my daughter, and I went back in, and I saw the message, and it was that a fellow that worked here almost six, seven years, Joe Jennings had been hit by a car and died in North Austin. And Joe was just always such a positive, hardworking guy, one of the engineers up here, and also the director of David Knight's show, along with some of the other co-directors, that when I heard it, it just wasn't real. And, of course, you know, Joe's got four children. His wife's really nice. And, you know, I've been out to eat with him and been here at the office with him a lot. But he's the guy that I was always telling my wife, hey, we ought to, you know, hang out with him and the kids. His kids are really nice. He and Marcos Morales are real good friends. His daughters are real nice as well. And there's Julian and McBreen and Owen and Jennings. So Jennings normally drives his car to work. And he's the guy that puts on the leather jacket and the gloves and everything, drives a big cruiser. But sometimes he rides his motorcycle. And he's real safe driver, you name it. But the police said that, we're getting the police report, but they came to the house. It was in his neighborhood. They said 2 miles from your house is the most dangerous place, not even the highway. Somebody in an SUV just smacked him, knocked his helmet off. You know, he was pretty much dead on impact. And It just shows you how fast somebody can be in your life and be out of your life. You know, I took off Friday to take care of family business, and I was here Thursday, and I walked in the morning, and I was busy, had a bunch of stuff to do, and Joe was in there wiring up the big new studio, and he had music on. He looked so happy with these wires in his hand and pliers, and he said, oh, hi, Alex. He was just always genuinely so happy. They said the good die young. I mean, he wasn't 50 yet, and he's just gone. He's gone. And I'd have anything to go back in a time machine and warn him and bring him back. But there he was going to get his haircut last night at like 6:30, got his little haircut, driving back to his house in a residential area, SUV smacked him. Yeah, go to full screen on that photo, guys. Please, thank you. And he's gone. So thanks to George Soros's lawsuits, And thanks to the globalists banning us on Google ads and everything, they have restricted our attempt to expand in the face of the enemy. And you know, I just end up then donating to Project Veritas or the hashtag walkaway movement, or many other groups that I give to, because just the basic seed money ends up really helping me get the word out. There's no strings attached for Infowars.com. But in this case, I am going to try to sell the bus I have when I was going to travel the country seven, 8 years ago. It's still a great bus, and give the proceeds to his family. I'm going to make a big donation myself, but I don't have a ton of discretionary funds, but I'm going to do that next week. I'm not going to say the amount, but it's larger than this. But, you know, his wife's a part-time masseuse. He takes care of his elderly mother. They all live in one house. He's just a really nice guy. And so he has a GoFundMe, Joe Jennings Memorial Fund, GoFundMe.com/Joe-Jennings-Memorial-Fund, or just go to GoFundMe. GoFundMe's so leftist, but they do take 0% of the money, that they'd probably ban it. It's associated with me because it's a memorial fund, but and they'll probably do that. It's just who they are, is the left. But Joe's a really good guy, and you know, he's still alive in our hearts and minds. We know he's in a better place. He, you know, he loved God. He was always so positive that it was almost like a joke how nice he was. But his wife really loved him, and everybody was the best man she'd ever known. And his kids were all really well-behaved and good. So that tells you something right there. One of their children isn't shot. But their children are, what, 15 down to, I think, like 3? And again, I'm not a nanny state guy. People say, well, why do you have a motorcycle if you got kids? Well, he rode it on the weekends. He rode it safely. You know, you can get killed in the car, too. The most dangerous thing in the world is the highway. It's clear about 55, and it's heart attacks and cancer. And it's just, you know, look out for motorcycles. But you know, the bottom line here is you don't know how long somebody's going to be in your life. And I just wish I'd have spent more time with Joe Jennings. I wish that I would have, because I really don't do anything but spend time with my kids and just work all the time. And it just, you know, makes you realize this is what we're all fighting for. So I'm going to make a large donation, and I'm going to try to sell that bus because I never use it anymore. And it's had the new turbo put in, and it's a really nice bus. And, I'm gonna try to sell that, and all the proceeds will go to his wife and some other things we're doing also. But I'm going to make a large donation, as I said, this week. But they're not even – I tried to call them today to say, I'm really sorry, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to, you know, try to make a large donation to you next week. And they were just – they didn't want to – they were like, thank you so much. We don't even – just they're too shell-shocked. You know, Dad goes out to get his haircut down the street 2 miles away, and then the police come to your door and say, sorry, you know, he's dead. They didn't even take him to the emergency room. He was dead when they got there. So I guess that's a, you know, silver lining to the whole situation. But Joe Jennings was a patriot. He worked in a bunch of big, he was a direct news director in Miami and a news director, what was it, like in Washington, D.C. And, you know, he was a patriot. He wanted to work here. They ended up moving here, was it 6-7 years ago, from Florida to work here. And he's just a treasure, and he's gone. But he's in our hearts, and the work continues on. So. Be sure and go donate to that. That's Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. GoFundMe.com, Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. And if you're a radio listener, you'll know him. If there's any other Joe Jennings in there, because it's got a picture of him and his wife and 3 kids. And his wife's such a sweetheart as well. And it's very hard for me to even call and talk to her and because she's so devastated. But, you know, it's better to love than lost than never have loved at all. That said, as they keep pointing out, we won't be here if I don't plug. Seriously, folks. We will expand in their face, or we will implode. And you've seen what InfoWars has done. We've got, just like our info is powerful, our products are powerful. InfoWarsStore.com. We've gotten so busy with all the stuff going on the last few days. I never got rid of the July 4th sale, free shipping, and 50% off all our best-selling items. We ended up just adding the other specials and never got 25% off Super Silver Wound Care that is the strongest out there below prescription. And it's normally $40. We private label. It's $29.95. It's one of the top firms in the country. I'm going to have the guy in. He's a listener. This is the stuff they use in medical clinics. My dad learned about it because they use it in dentistry. I mean, this is, do not ingest this though. This is weapons grade. I'm going to tell you right now, nanotech silver, like it's 24, whatever it is, billion nanotechs. And then the stuff that's prescriptions like 34, whatever. It's all technical and it's insane. But if you want weapons grade silver that bacteria involved, I mean, that you're allowed under the FDA, it's quote, you know, FDA authorized to say a bunch of stuff, and I've got pages of it here. Just go read it for yourself, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and get the amazing wound care and protection super silver. We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWarsLife.com. Without you, we will be shut down. Don't forget the new free app, InfoWars.com/app. Globalist, hope you won't get it.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
If you are receiving good transmissions, you are a good citizen.
Over
a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I want listeners to know this. I appreciate you. I'm very thankful for you. No matter where you come from or what color you are, you love liberty. You are the light in the night. You are the individuals that globalists fear. It's not Alex Jones they fear. It's not even Mike Adams they fear. It's not even Donald Trump they fear, or a Matt Drudge they fear, or a Joe Jennings they fear, or Ron Paul, or Rand Paul. It's all of us together wanting freedom, wanting a future. being hardworking, being rugged individualists. They fear Americana because it was the greatest expression so far of the Renaissance and of the incredible inventions and ideas that came out of it. Now, no one, because all the big so-called internet free speech groups are Soros and leftist funded now. It happened in the last 5 years. No one on the left, ACLU, you name it, and I've got lawyers like Ron Daza, that's the top First Amendment lawyer right now in the country. Even Dershowitz comes out, you know, says the same thing. First Amendment's under attack. They all agree the left's trying to kill it. And in Europe, they're killing it. And Apple's moved to China with their code keys. And emojis of Taiwan are being banned. Americans can't send it. Your phone crashes. That was a little too obvious, so they quit crashing the phones on Friday. It's here. And so in literally thousands of articles, I've only read a couple hundred of them. I mentioned a bunch earlier and showed them to TV viewers and radio listeners. They admit, we're just using InfoWars that we've demonized and misrepresented and taken a few cherry-picked things out of context as the case point. They're having hearings on Tuesday to try to mainline censoring libertarian, conservative, nationalist, independent health news, vaccine awareness, real liberal anti-war stuff, all of it off the internet. And then Facebook and Google went, stop it. Here's the articles. They said, we've already basically banned everybody. We haven't got rid of Jones completely because it's too obvious. We can have an antitrust suit. Facebook would make a martyr by banning InfoWars, TechCrunch. Facebook won't ban InfoWars for good reason, like both sides do it. And what about YouTube? That's New York Magazine. But they have already banned us. They say 80%. What did I say a month ago? I said, we can look at the graph. It's 80%. They don't let you share it. They peg our live feeds. We used to have live feeds with 3 million viewers. I just do it for my house. They don't let you have it. They kick you off. They don't even know what I'm talking about. They just censor. So this segment and the next, Mike Adams, who's a engineer, computer programmer, naturalnews.com, has over 300 sites, best-selling author. Watson's writing a report tomorrow that's a boil down. But Mike's taking the challenge because I've been talking to folks who are aware of what's going on, and then they say, well, Alex, what's the full architecture of how they're already shadow banning the president, how they're already not letting most of his push notifications on Twitter go out? And they go, what do we do? Well, I'm like, well, let's lay out the problem, then let's talk about the solution, antitrust. Let's talk about just exposing it and making them stop because they're doing it ahead of the midterms. And thank God CNN, The Washington Post, and thousands of other dying dinosaur media got greedy and said, we don't just want them strangled quietly. We want their heads cut off with guillotines publicly. Our legs are cut off. They don't want us to put tourniquets on. Facebook's smart. But see, the left wants to haul us up and pillory us in public and burn us at the stake. And that's where they'll fail. And again, Facebook said that. They said, listen, you understand it's illegal what we're doing. So Mike Adams, you got your big report coming out tomorrow morning, naturalnews.com, infowars.com. Paul will have his as well. They'll both link to each other. This is an executive report to the public, to Congress, to the president, which the listeners need to, I'll get it directly to the president. Don't you worry. But everyone needs to hammer it so it's coming out of their ears. So thank you for coming on with us on Sunday night. Lay out this tour de force you put together, Mike.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to join you today. My condolences to your crew for the loss of a valued staff member. He would want us to, of course, keep fighting, and that's what we're doing right now. This report, the working title is The Censorship Master Plan Decoded. It is subtitled The Blueprint for How Tech Giants Covertly Silence Online Speech and How America Can Fight Back Against Corporate Tech Monopolists. And this document really lays out, I have a software background and a tech background. This document lays out both the technical methods of censorship, but also the psychological methods of lynch mob oppression that goes along with that censorship, because as you know, it's a trifecta. I mean, it's a three branch censorship effort.
They have to demonize you. They have to legitimize it. They have to stir up the hysteria. And that's and by the way, since you announced this, because they'll probably, I'm glad you did. Why don't you go ahead and publish it National News tonight in case they try to steal that headline, so everybody can now go and get it tonight. Look, I mean, let's go ahead and do a soft launch tonight. We'll post it on InfoWars in the morning. How's that sound?
Well, that's great. I'll do that tonight. I'm going to have a formal PDF put up tomorrow, but I'll get it out early on National News tonight in an article form. Also, videos will be posted, of course, about it. But In addition to laying out the censorship methods, both covert and overt censorship, which include things that have not really been discussed that much before, such as doubt interrupts. Doubt interrupts are ways that the tech giants cast doubt upon your website when a user is trying to share a link about you. They try to create doubt, and then they do character assassination.
They intercept, like you're on the phone with your neighbor, and they go, don't really listen to Bob. This is literal real-time interface.
Right. There's also email interruptions. So you have an email newsletter. You probably know, I'm sure your tech people can confirm, that when people subscribe from Gmail, that Gmail will single you out for a specific severe type of censorship, as if they were walking down the street accosting the mailman and grabbing all the letters from InfoWars and ripping them to shreds to make sure that people can't receive the mail that they've asked for. So that's also going on as well.
So a high-tech version of what went on in the Soviet Union.
Absolutely. But more importantly, this report, Alex, lays out what I believe is a detailed intellectual argument that demolishes the attempted internal justifications for censorship that are currently being invoked by these tech giants.
Because let's be clear, you are breaking down, and we are breaking down, a blueprint of how they're doing it so Congress, who are not tech experts, and others, the president, can take action. And every claim you make in this big piece that's coming out, you know, like a week in the making, is their own admissions. Continue.
That's right. It's well documented and well cited. The entire document, which is about 40 pages, I'm just doing a final review of it tonight to get it online. It's intended to be reviewed by lawmakers and regulators who must take a role in this if we are going to take back America and this platform of free speech, take it back from the tech giants that have become very dangerous monopolists who assert their, quote, right to censor you and others like myself because they assert that you are hate speech, or that you, the things that you talk about, such as wanting to protect your nation's own borders, are inherently hateful or racist, which is, of course, an absurd idea. So I dismantle all of those logical fallacies. I also show how these tech giants are outsourcing the censorship efforts to third-party companies, so moderators, so-called trusted flaggers, so that the companies themselves can claim, well, we're not censoring anyone. We outsource that job to these other people, but all those other people are radical left-wing organizations such as the SPLC. So all of this is laid out in the document. It's going to be bombshell. It's going to open the eyes of a lot of people, and it's coming out, you know, in less than, I don't know, 16 hours or whatever. It'll be out tomorrow morning.
Amazing. And the reason we're so serious here and the time is short is they're going to a new level where they're calling for complete internet deplatforming system-wide within lawsuits to shut down our sites themselves, and then obviously targeting the servers to kick us off. This is the big move ahead of the midterms, and something big they're planning against Trump.
Well, you're exactly right. And one thing I point out in the report is that Robert Mueller himself declared that the Russians attempted to defraud the United States of America through very small monetized attempts to interfere with the election. Well, by that very same logic, Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and others are massively defrauding the United States of America. In this run-up to the midterm elections, they are selectively censoring voices that are pro-Trump, pro-America, pro-Constitution, conservative voices, pro-Christian voices, and so on. And this is fraudulent. This is an actual
It's an organized criminal
attempt.
Operation. When you come back, run through a first look at this key report. But understand, folks, what's different is they're in literally hundreds of articles, thousands that are out there, I can't read them all, admitting they want to silence everybody and admitting InfoWars is the test.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
The great Texan Willie Nelson bringing us in. Mike Adams is our guest right now. We'll go back to him in just a second. What's been missing is a blueprint, a layout of how big tech, the Democratic Party, Soros, and the globalists are admitting in their own publications, like we're idiots, how they're already censoring nationalists, conservatives, classical liberals, anybody they don't agree with. And now they've ratcheted up to over 80% of our posts, our emails, everything being intercepted, being blocked. It's beyond anything that the East Germans ever did. It's beyond what the NSA has been doing. But now Mike Adams, engineer, computer programmer, best-selling author, researcher, working with InfoWars, is going to publish a big 40-page report tomorrow. Paul Watson has one as well, because I was talking to people in Congress, folks in the campaign, the White House, and they said, we know what's going on. We're looking at some antitrust busting. We're looking at, you know, other areas. What's the full scope? Well, just last week, the Democrats came out and admitted their plan. Just ban everybody. They've already shadow banned us. So they've already jumped the shark here. They've already made the First Amendment a martyr, in their own words. They've already really upset a lot of people, but they bought off all the leftist so-called free speech protectors. the Electronic Frontier Foundation, we have the top lawyers of the First Amendment who are big liberals. They go, oh, no, nobody does it now, but maybe Mark Rondazza and Alan Dershowitz and a few others. Everybody else is scared or on Soros' payroll, like the Southern Poverty Law Center or the folks over there with the ACLU. So it's up to us, the libertarian conservatives, the nationalists, to put a report out. This report will be out in one version tonight, naturalnews.com. Infowars.com early in the morning, a PDF version. Hammer Congress, hammer talk radio, hammer everything, because the fight's now. Again, they start with Infowars, they demonize it, they get a mob mentality, they try to take it all down. We got 8.5 minutes. Mike Adams, I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor. Break down what's in this report, why it's so important, where we are right now.
Okay, this report is, as you mentioned, intended to be a primer for legislators. You know, many people in Washington, D.C. don't have a strong tech background, and they don't understand exactly how this censorship is happening or even how to fight back against it. For example, there are hidden algorithms that Google uses, search down-ranking algorithms, manual penalties, you know, punitive measures that are sort of black box measures that no one can see. So there's a lack of transparency even in the way that the censorship is happening, where those who are being censored are not fully aware of how they're being censored. The shadow banning, for example, on Twitter and Facebook. So all of the people in Washington, D.C. who are really, they're going to have to assert the government authority to protect free speech and stop the malicious discrimination. You know, we live in a country where we have roundly rejected the idea that individuals can be discriminated against by private companies based on the color of their skin. But we're now enduring mass discrimination by private companies based on the color of our ideas. This must be rejected by the government, and the government has a compelling interest to assert the right to protect the free speech of individuals in our free society. Were you going to say something?
No. I was just agreeing with you.
I'm sorry. Joining remotely. Sometimes I hear sound effects. I thought you were about to speak on something.
No, you're doing a great job, Mike, and great job on your report. Continue.
Yeah. Also, along with this are very important intellectual arguments that can be cited by legislators or even judicial decision makers.
This is a roadmap in their own words that they're censoring us and laughing about it that everyone can see in their own prima facie words.
Absolutely, but also modernize with the understanding, the context that today we live in a hyper-connected online society, and that the ability to express yourself through online platforms is now an essential means
it's
of
like blacks having a right to get on
society.
Buses or go to a restaurant or use a bathroom or a hotel. They are utilities in their own words, they're monopolies, and they're denying us access.
And the left's justification of saying that they have the right to cut you off because they don't like the color of your speech is essentially the same as if they were to say, well, an electrical company could cut off your electricity because you're using that electricity to run a computer to post comments that are endorsing Donald Trump. Well, that would be absurd. Or if a company said, you don't have the right to receive radio because you're tuning to, you know, InfoWars or Sean Hannity or whatever. You shouldn't have the right to receive radio signals because we don't like the content of the signals that you're receiving. So we're going to surround your house with a radio blocker technology. This is the sort of equivalent of what they're doing today. Or imagine if 30 years ago, when the physical public square, or let's say the neighborhood sidewalk, was a place where you would stroll down the sidewalk, you'd say hi to your neighbors, you might discuss things with friends. What if they said, well, we don't like you. You're not welcome here. You can't walk down the sidewalk solely because of the color of your speech and the color of your ideas. That's what Google is doing today. That's what Facebook is doing, YouTube, Twitter, many others. These are gross violations of fundamental human rights, human dignity, and even, I believe, constitutional protections. But they must be asserted by the government. And the assertion of the protection of free speech is, of course, already enshrined in federal law. The federal government could right now indict the executives of, let's say, Facebook for engaging in racketeering and violations of the RICO Act. They also don't have to go that far. They could right now invoke antitrust regulation action, and they could break apart these companies. These are monopolies. Some of them have 80 or 90% market share of their respective service areas.
Like Google.
They could break them apart. Exactly. People need to have options. The other very important point, Alex, this is a crucial logic point to the argument of all of this. is that these giants achieved monopoly dominance through fundamental fraud. When they were launched, they pretended that they would be open platforms.
Don't be evil. We'll always be open. We're a utility. They broke their public trust. They broke their social contract.
That's exactly it. And I even used that term, the social contract. But you see, now, after they have achieved market dominance and monopoly status, power, and influence on the internet, they now then selectively ban conservatives, but they don't even give the reasons for, they don't even tell the truth that they're banning you because you're talking about.
Well, they brag in all these undercover videos that, oh, the slaves don't even know we've banned them. And right. So here's the deal. They think Congress is dumb. They think the president's dumb. They think we're dumb. They've gone so far, though, that they will be defeated now. And again, go back to the media. The leftist old dinosaur media that's being, you know, shut down by the big tech. They're bitching, saying, give us access, shut everybody down. They're already force-feeding mainstream news. They're like, shut up. We're already censoring them. Isn't it beautiful how CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post just blew the whole thing wide open?
Well, it's fascinating, too, because as I outline in this report, CNN is essentially asserting this absurd truism where if you work for CNN, you are magically transformed into a godlike, omniscient being who can see reality with absolute clarity and has no personal bias whatsoever, that you are distortion-free if your paycheck is signed by CNN. Well, this assertion, by the way, reminds us of the pre-Magna Carta days when the king said that I, the king, am the representative of God, and thus my word is the word of God, and thus I define what is right and wrong. CNN is invoking the same argument as these kings of ancient times, saying that they define reality. They define
what
is right
and
wrong.
Well, I mean, it's just like the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these groups that now run PolitiFact and all that. These are the most discredited groups. CNN's discredited. How are they like the high and mighty Supreme Court deciding this? And look at this headline. I love the New American, but they're wrong. CNN upset that Facebook hasn't censored InfoWars. Facebook said, we censor him 80%. They said, we just don't want him to know. We are being censored. That's the whole point.
The fact that CNN is calling for censorship of a competing news organization, your organization, really exposes that CNN is fraudulent from the get-go. It exposes the lack of any kind of intellectual honesty in their position. And again, CNN pretends that they have a unique divine power to discern truth, and that this power is not accessible to anyone else, and yet they never explain how this power came to be acquired solely by CNN or other left-wing media outlets.
That, what gave them this divine right of kings that you're talking about? I mean, they had hundreds of articles last month saying, ban my old videos on Amazon documentaries, saying they're not documentaries, ban them, and they called Endgame Nazi when the whole film is against eugenics and Nazis.
Right, of course. Well, this is the thing. The news narrative is not about news. Mainstream news narratives are about controlling and shaping reality. News is the cover story. They pretend to be providing information.
And the general public is rebelling, so now they're taking the velvet glove off, going Iron Fist, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, infowars.com. The big report comes out in the morning. Everybody, get it. Get it out. Get it to Congress. We'll have email list on there. The president, media, hammer it, because they're going to shut down all media, all independent media. InfoWars is only the litmus test. God bless you. Thank you, Mike Adams. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's it for this live transmission. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Finish him.
Antifa!
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.